Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz Sit Down. I'm Corey Revinked, being joined by Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
I'm great, Corbin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Still happy that the Cubs won the World Series, even a week on. It's
of course.
After you haven't won it for 108 years, you will hold on to that for forever.
Despite popular opinion, I wasn't around for all 108 of those years.
Since the last time we talked, the Lady Giants have played in three games, going 2-1, defeating the Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals in double overtime, 85-77, losing to Fisher 60-57, and defeating Mooresville 52-46. Coach, what can you tell us about those games?
Well, the Hamilton Southeastern game, double overtime, was certainly an exciting one. We got off to a really slow start. We just like we weren't there mentally. Made several mental mistakes. Didn't work quite as hard at some things as we should have. And fell behind. But then we just kind of kept at it, especially in the second half. Our kids just kind of picked up their energy level. And we hit a couple shots and got Hamilton Southeastern in foul trouble. And we're able to get back to tight and regulation. And Ambria Whimsy hit a driving layup at the buzzer in regulation to tie it. And then by the second overtime, I think they were pretty well dead. They were awfully tired, and we had a little bit more conditioning, and we were able to pull away.
Well, like you said, in the Hamilton Southeastern game, the amount of fouls there were, we totaled it up at the end of the game. It was 64 fouls through double overtime. Now, one thing that I thought of during the game was, with the amount of fouls there were, if one, either you or Hamilton Southeastern were able to consistently hit your free throws, that game was over.
Yeah. That's true, but we didn't, and neither did they, fortunately, down the stretch. So free throws are a huge part of every game. We talked about, I'll briefly come back to Fishers, but Mooresville, we were 71% from the line, and that was the real difference. We made more free throws against Mooresville than they shot. So that was real big for us. That's a big key that Coach Knight, when he was at Indiana, used to make a big point of, and we were able to do that.
Well, Coach, you talk about the Mooresville game. What happened in the Fishers game where you guys lost 60-57?
Again, we just kind of got off to a slow start, kind of a lack of focus, maybe a little tired, but also a little mentally tired. We are awfully young and inexperienced, and so many of these kids have just not been through the varsity level of play, that the intensity that it has, and they just haven't been through that kind of intensity at two games in one day. But that's why we schedule things like that, to get ready for the county tournament and the sectional. Regional is really where you have two games in one day now. But to try to get ready for that is why we schedule games like this.
Well, Coach, through those four games so far this season, what do you think the biggest areas of improvement are needed?
We need to shoot free throws better. We need to shoot layups better. We need to execute off our offenses better. We have shown improvement in that. Particularly, Mooresville played us a 2-3 zone almost all night till it got toward the end, and they went man-to-man to try to attack us, and all they managed to do was send us to the free throw line, which was good. We just need to get better execution. Our defense has been good. It needs to improve. You're never perfect. You always need some improvements here and there. But obviously, since we've held some teams into the 40s, we've done well defensively, but we need to execute much better offensively.
Now, Coach, you have a lot of young players on the team. As you've said, this is a very young team. Have you seen your players, your freshmen and your sophomores, step up into the varsity role well?
Yes, they've certainly done that. Sherelle Newsom has stepped up and gotten a little bit better each game. It's just a matter of judgment and kind of not being deer in the headlights look at certain things when people come at you with high pressure. And she's obviously, like with everybody, there's still some areas that need to be improved. Kara Goss has to stay out of foul trouble. She's fouled out of our first three games. The Mooresville game was the first game she hadn't fouled out of. And having her on the floor at the end is a big plus. She's a very talented young player. Other decisions that other kids make, hopefully, will get better. Diamond Williams is not a freshman. She's a senior, but until this year, she's never seen the floor in a varsity game. So it's an inexperienced level for her, too.
Well, Coach, the next game for the Lady Giants is against the Brownsburg Bulldogs. What can you tell us about them?
They're very athletic. They're also pretty young. They've got a senior by the name of Olmstead, who's a really, really outstanding shooter. Barresta, they got a little bit of size inside. They like to go inside to an aircraft carrier, and Al McGuire used to call big people inside aircraft carriers. But she is one. She can, take the ball and score if you get it to her inside. They've got athletic people on the perimeter. They're going to be difficult for us to play against, no doubt.
And then directly after that game, you open up your mixed schedule against Warren Central. What can you tell us about the Warriors?
The Warriors are underrated. They are really strong at point guard, got an excellent point guard. They got good other perimeter players, and although I heard she is injured, they've got a 6'4", 6'5", girl in the middle who has some hands and a touch around the basket. Obviously, at 6'4", 6'5", in girls' basketball, that's like a 7-footer in boys, and that's quite an imposing challenge.
Well, thanks again, Coach, for joining us here. And tune in next week for another Coach Lens sit-down. Thanks again, Coach. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.